New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Along for the ride. I am Morenci. Let's do this thing as we throw it down this evening, a Thursday night throwdown edition of the program. The Meadowlands is open for business. FanDuel open for business earlier in the day. We're going to send it to Capper's Corner at the Meadowlands. The legendary Lindsay's going to step up and in. Meanwhile, the NBA is stepping up and in Orlando. The tests have been completed, and 25 players have tested positive in the National Basketball Association out of 351 players that are going into this Orlando bubble. So that's like 7%. It's not the end of the world. It's not good. But when you consider the alternatives, so the NBA is going on. Although normally when we talk about stupidity, we talk about stupidity and Major League Baseball. We talk about stupidity and the National Football League. And we're going to get to stupidity in the National Football League tonight. Trust me. But the NBA, for one reason or another, now they're talking about like an NIT bubble. They want to have a secondary bubble, I believe, in Chicago right now for whatever reason. Well, I know what that reason is because, you know, it's to bring people together in these difficult times. That's definitely what it's about. It's to bring people together in these difficult times. And it has nothing to do with like television contracts or anything like that. Like, think about this. Like, we're in the middle of a freaking pandemic. Like we're in the middle of a pandemic that's, like, spiking like crazy right now because, whatever, people are morons and they deserve what they get. But nevertheless, I basically called this. We told you guys this was going to happen. I told you this months ago. I said all these states that are, like, think it's a big joke and stuff like that, they're the ones that love college football the most. They're not going to have it after. Like, where do they love college football, like, more than Alabama? And, like, on the campus, these idiots are having games who can get the virus first. Like, really. Like, this is what we're talking about. The future of America, people. University students. University students. Like, what happened to just, like, getting drunk and eating pizza and stuff like that? Betting on sports. What the hell's wrong with these kids? Like, they're beyond saving, man. Like I said, anytime you think the world can't get stupider, I'm wrong. Man, you're rage. Bring it.
Sports.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Rage Late Night, I'm Valenci. 844-843-6879, vent your rage. A lot of stuff but to get to here this evening is there is a lot of momentum right now on the Washington Redskins to change their name. And, you know, the momentum and the pressure is not coming from Roger Goodell in the National Football League, of course. Like, why would it? Like, the National Football League always uses the term tradition. Well, you know what? You know, it's tradition. It's been the name for a long time. It's tradition. Yet they really never really seem to care about tradition, like when, you know, they let a team leave a market that they've been in for 50-plus years. Did they care about tradition? Like, was it tradition to play in Los Angeles in front of, like, 14 people for the Chargers? Is that tradition because San Diego wouldn't bend over and build you a free stadium? It was that tradition? Like, the Baltimore Colts had no tradition whatsoever, right? Like, they had none. Like when you moved in the middle of the night, Mayflower style, right? Like the Cleveland Browns, they had no tradition whatsoever. Like when you move that football team, it's funny how you don't care about like real tradition of real markets, but somehow you hang on to a racist name. And, you know, you see the pressure right now. And listen, like everything else, I was ahead of the curve on this. I brought this up like last month. I said, you know, now's the time if you're going to do this. Now's the time to step up and actually do something about the Washington Redskins name. If Roger Goodell was actually genuine about any of his feelings about like race relations or anything like that, you know, which, you know, we know that he and the National Football League are not yet. It's amazing to me because it's like it's a free goodwill card, man. You get to go on the news. You get to hold a press conference and be all like holier than now. And we, the National Football League, understand the culture that we're in right now and all that. You get like great free PR. But no. Like, think about this, guys. The state of Mississippi. All it took for the state of Mississippi, basically, was for, like, the Mississippi State and Mississippi football coaches, Lane Kiffin and Mike Leach, to go and say, listen, we're not going to be able to recruit any players unless you, you know, take the Confederate flag off the state flag. It was like, all right, done. Like, 24 hours later, they did it. Like, basically, like, they're willing to change the name. Like, you have Republicans right now that are willing to change the name of Fort Bragg and, like, various military institutions. The Confederate flag has been, like, you know, banned by NASCAR. The state of Mississippi, all right, has stepped up this quickly and said, yeah, we're changing the state flag. It's gone on long enough. We're changing the state flag. And here you have the National Football League still resisting right now. And Daniel Snyder originally resisting. Now, we talked about in the late night hours last night, investment firms, hedge funds, and et cetera, that, you know, holding companies that have $620 billion basically, you know, said, we don't want to be associated with this stuff anymore. And we're associated with you and you're associated with them. And this is just PR. It's not like Wall Street suddenly has a heart. All right. Trust me. These people don't. All right. It's all business. But they know what's coming and they don't want to be associated with this racist name. So they put a little bit of pressure on. Now FedEx steps up and it's FedEx Field that they play in Washington. Now FedEx says, you got to change your name. You got to change your name. Now you're going to see pressure from local governments and surrounding areas to say you can't play here unless you change the name. And if you're Snyder, you said over your dead body before, well, whatever, bro, then just sell the team if it really bothers you all that much, which, you know, he's not going to do because it's an ATM machine. But you're going to be able to make money off of the new merchandise anyways, bro. All right? You're going to say, oh, I should have done this a long time ago. All right? And also, maybe your team won't suck as hard as they do. Like, maybe it'll remove some of the curse. Like, maybe you won't suck like as hard. Like, Nike's not playing around. Nike removed all the Washington Redskins gear. Like, you can buy any other NFL football team's gear on Nike's website. They removed Washington. Washington's not there right now. Like, this is real. Like, it isn't just a little bit of a hashtag or anything like that. And, you know, that's what's crazy about this. There really isn't, like, a massive outcry, quite frankly, because there's not enough natives or, you know, there's not enough to, you know, people to make noise about it. It has to be other people. It's just common sense. Like, you know, there's nothing to argue about this. Like, there's nothing to argue about it. Like I said, you know, we're in a time of change right now. And I understand. I don't have a problem if you think cancel culture, like, is gone too far at times. Yet this is not a situation where it's gone too far. Like, this is not a situation where it's gone too far. It's a situation that needs to be rectified. It should have been rectified years ago. And in fact, Roger Goodell should have come out when he did his little fake apology to Kaepernick without naming Kaepernick's name or anything like that. He should have said, and oh yeah, by the way, Washington will have a new name. We were wrong to have this name. We're sorry. But, you know, they don't think like that. So they're going to have to be pressured into this. They're going to be forced. They're forced into this due to monetary purposes. All right. So 844-843-6879. Get your take. Hey, listen, if you disagree and you think they should keep the name, because I see people, they're like, oh, well, what's next? What's next? You're going to ask to change the name of the Atlanta Braves and the Kansas City Chiefs? No. The Kansas City Chiefs is not a racist name. I don't know about 85,000 white people doing a tomahawk chop, but I can live with it. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Even that, it's like, whatever, man. You know what I mean? No one's mocking anybody. It's just a stupid chant at a football game, all right? It's just a chant at a football game. The Chiefs, no. You know what I mean? The Chiefs is not a blatantly racist name. Like, the Chicago Blackhawks, the Blackhawk logo is cool. It's not racist. Like, the Washington Redskins, the logo, the name, it has to go. It has to go. Listen, I've suggested the name Hogs. People call them the Hogs anyways. And we had George Kurtz on today. He goes, well, what are you going to do, put a pig? You don't have to put a pig. You don't have to put a pig on a helmet. You can put a W on a helmet. It could be the Washington Hogs, whatever, man. You get a mean-looking, razorback-looking pig hog thing, whatever, bro. Listen, there's a lot of names that are coming in right now. And I asked people on Twitter earlier in the day, what do you think the Washington, what do you think their name should be? And I shouldn't have asked because, you know, we got like crackheads, corrupt politicians, warmongers, orange skins. We got a lot of orange skins. We got Washington Generals. Washington Generals was, we got, but Washington Generals are the team that plays the Harlem Globetrotters and lose all the time. But I guess that's fitting because the Washington Redskins lose all the time too. But a name that is picking up momentum tonight, like right now, and in fact, they already have the jersey made. like people on Twitter, God bless them. The Red Tails. The Washington Red Tails. Now, I'm not going to lie. I don't know. Like, anytime you hear, like, a team name, there's always going to be, like, that first sort of, there's always going to be that sort of, like, first, all right, what do you think of? Like, I know Yang. When I say red tail, Yang's thinking of, like, a chick with red hair's ass. like Red Tail. Like, when I think Red Tail, it's like, oh, what's a Red Tail? But Red Tail's actually pretty good. And I want to get the exact definition of Red Tail here. Because, yeah, it's not a chick with red hair. And it's not her. Yeah. It's not red booty. It's not red booty. It was a group of fighters, African American fighters, I believe in World War One and in World War Two, which and their name was Red Tails, because the back of their planes were red. Red Tails. It's actually a pretty cool logo. They've already got the plane and everything put together. It's not bad. And there's a little historical context behind it, too. Guys, everything about the Redskins is racist. Even their owner, their original owner that came up with this name, was a raging racist. All right, Sports Rage Late Night, Met Door Rage. Step up and in.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Back to live action, fellas. Sports Rage Late Night. I am Gable Morenci, throwing it down to Pitch for Players, the Hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We'll send it to Capper's Corner momentarily. I was just talking about the Washington football team, and a little bit of a push right now for the name Red Tails. And for the record, the name Red Tails celebrates the World War II Tuskegee Airmen, who were the first African-American military aviators in the United States Armed Forces. The nickname Red Tails comes from their planes, which had a distinct crimson tail. And people have already put together a logo, and it's pretty cool. I just retweeted the picture, if you want to check it out, over at Sports Rage on Twitter, at Sports Rage. Real cool, cool-looking jersey. And that's the whole thing. Like Goodell in the National Football League, they can make money off of this. And here's another thing too that I want to bring up. Like, where are like the Washington Redskins players on this? You know what I mean? That's what I talk about. Like, so they're like, there's a big social justice movement right now, but I guess there's only a social justice movement like for people that look like you. And that's like the whole point of like, that's supposed to be the whole point, that you actually care about everybody. Right, like where are all the brothers on the Washington Redskins saying, you know what, the name Redskins is pretty racist. Like, shouldn't we change the name? Like, where are they? Like, no, they don't care. Right? Like I said, like about LeBron. Like, where was the NBA players? Like, did they care? Like, did Hong Kong Lives Matter? You guys putting that on the court? No, I don't think so. Right? Somebody should ask Adam Silver that at the next press conference. So I understand you're putting Black Lives Matter and I Can't Breathe on the court in Orlando. Are you putting Hong Kong Lives Matter too, sir? You're going to get beat up like old school style outside the casino. All right. Speaking of casinos, the racetrack opened. And I remember asking legendary Lindsay, this is why he's a legend, because we asked him, we said, all right, when they open up, back when they open up the Meadowlands, when they open up the doors, that first day, are you going to be back there? And you said you're going to be in line. You'll be one of the first people in line. And from what I saw from the pictures, yes, indeed, there was a line, as there's only 25% capacity allowed in. But let's bring in a special guest right now. Capper's Corner Lives. Legendary Lindsay steps up and in. Lindsay, how are you doing? And how did it go today? How did it feel to be back at the track today?
Well, it's going well, but I was not back at the track today. Things are open in New Jersey. However, here in New York City, we're not fully open, and we're still playing it pretty cautious given what's going on in the rest of the country. I've got my online betting account set up, so I'm not going to be back at the Meadowlands until I'm back on my day gig or Sports Grid is back broadcasting on set from the track.
I love you, Lindsay, but it kind of like defeats the purpose of you coming on tonight. Like, that was the whole point, that the Meadowlands open. I just said you were a man of your word and you went. You were already in New York. What do you mean? I know New York isn't open. That is the whole point. The Meadowlands open today.
Yeah, that's fair enough, but that requires getting on the New York subway and being on a subway car with, 20, 30 other people, and we're just not there yet, man. You know, I'm here in Bay Ridge. We're on the edge of New York City, and a lot of us are out outdoor dining and not wearing masks. I'm sticking with my mask for now. And we got to see what happens before I head out to the Meadowlands, because that does involve my heading from.
Exactly. Like Kyle Hamburg, legendary Lindsay's turned into lazy Lindsay. Jazz says, what a disappointment. Yeah, that was the whole point, Lindsay. We're like, all right, we're going to have a report from the track, not a report from the couch. Like, you better have some winners for us now. You better have some winners for us now. Because, yeah, your reputation's taking a pretty big hit here. Like I said, not a man of his word. What a disappointment. Legendary Lindsay lost the nickname. Lazy Lindsay. Like, come on, Lindsay. Wait, you never heard of Uber before? We saw we had Sean Higgs on Twitter. He was taking pictures in the parking lot. We're like, all right, where's Lindsay? Where's Lindsay in these pictures? Very disappointed, Lindsay. First day, like, we thought you'd be back. Come on. I'll tell you what, the New York subway will never be safe again, Lindsay. So if you're waiting to bet to go back, like, for the subway, you're gonna have to keep waiting, bro. we're gonna have to.
I'm willing to wait till I stop hearing about COVID in the news.
Yeah, I know. Like, Hamburg's like, yeah, that was a hell of an intro, too. It really. Stop hearing about COVID in the news. Dude, New York is safe right now. New York is like one of the safest parts of the country. Like, New York, the Northeast is like the safest place to be right now. Northeast is the, and in fact, I have to, I'm planning a trip, and I was thinking about going to San Francisco, but I might have to change my plans, actually, just because of the rampant outbreak over there. Yeah, I'm sorry, Lindsay. We're all.
Well, I'll be glad to meet you at the Meadowlands to do a show.
You're gonna have to wait, Lindsay. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm 3,000 miles away right now, buddy.
Exactly. Yeah, and I'm 30 miles away, and we're both safe from that situation for now.
Yeah, this is what happens, Hamburg. Anytime I give somebody a big intro, it always backfires on me. All right, Lindsay. So. The only way you can salvage this is with some winners. Like, I know you've been looking at the weekend card, and if you've been at home, you better you've had time since you weren't at the track today. So this is how you have to save us. You have to save this here, and save your reputation with everybody, Lindsay. Even our boy Cam would be very disappointed. Like, it's a good thing Cam's not here to hear this. But what do you got for us, Lindsay? Bring it home right now, Lindsay. This is how you're going to have to salvage this.
All right. Well, this weekend, we are flipping over from the road to the Kentucky Derby, which has taken a detour through some back roads to some horrific tracks in the backwoods of the USA. We're jumping on the Breeders' Cup trail. When you're in race this weekend on Saturday at Belmont, I've got three races handicapped here, starting with the Run Happy Metropolitan Handicap, which will run on NBC at 5 p.m. on Saturday. In this particular race, we've got a favorite with McKenzie, who is quite simply cannot lose this race. So we're going to put McKenzie on top, and then to come second, key in an exacta, we've got three horses. We've got Warrior's Charge, who's opening at 12 to 1. This horse has won consistently with Florent Giroux in the irons. He's got Florent Giroux in the irons again for this race. And so I'm projecting him to win a very solid race and come a very possible second at 12 to 1. Next up, we've got the seven horse. We talked about this guy a couple of months ago. You asked me about him, Mr. Freeze. Mr. Freeze has run a consistent high-speed figure at this distance of a mile. And so I'm looking at him as another possible second. Lastly, for a possible second, we've got the five-horse Code of Honor, coming from, of course, the bloodline of Honor Code, and from Shug McGahee's barn. Looking for a Code of Honor to run a possible 114. This horse, clearly from his past performances, likes Belmont. So for my exacta, I'm going to put the three on top and 5, 7, and 8 to come second. Finally, we get to the trifecta. To come third or fourth, we're loving the look of this six horse endorsed. He's coming from Bill Mott's barn, who just got his 5,000th win. And we know I love this sire. He's from the bloodline of Medaglia d'Oro and Tappet. So I have him running a possible 112. He ran second to McKenzie twice. So I'm looking for him to come second or third. Next up, we've got the two horse, Vekoma. Vekoma is a four-year-old colt out of Kentucky, sired by Mona de Monona and from the barn of George Weaver. This horse looks to run a 110. He has run some decent races, but not beaten Honor Code. So I'm having him in my third spot. Next up, we've got Network Effect, the number one horse, who is 4 years old. He, in his two-year-old campaign, ran a 107 speed figure, has had nothing but bad trips ever since. So I'm looking for him to repeat his best performance as a 107. And last but not least, Hog Creek Hustle. Hog Creek Hustle's never gone this distance, but he does have a 101 under his belt, so I'm going to have him in my third and fourth spot in my trifecta and superfecta. So I'm looking for this race to run 3, 8, 7, 5, and for those playing the super, 6, 2, 1, 4.
3, 8, 7, 5. 3, 8.
Correct.
7, 5. Lindsay steps up and in. Not from the Meadowlands, but from the state of New York. the state of New York. Although, you know, it's good stuff. Good stuff, Lindsay. You know, hang in here for a second. We'll see if you got anything for early on Friday afternoon. Belmont. Cam's been killing it. Cam's been killing Belmont on the afternoon cards. All right, Sports Rage Late Night continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Sports Rage Late Night rolls on. We're looking for a new new nickname for Lindsay in Capper's Corner here. But I got to be honest with you, Lindsay. people are coming around in the chat a little bit now, and I am as well, because nothing bothers me more. I see so many people on Twitter bitching about, like, the virus not being real, or, like, crying about, like, ah, oh, how come they don't play? How come they don't open this? Oh, shut up and go to work, and oh, to do this and do that. And I see these people, and I'm like, dude, you never leave your house anyways. Like, I see all these people on Twitter. I'm like, I know. Like, post-pandemic, you never left your house anyways. So it's easy for you to sit there and tell everyone else to go and do stuff. So, and another thing is, I can't bust your balls, really, even though we did, and we kind of are. Because, yeah, we were under the impression you went. But at the same point in time, I can't call you out for actually being cautious in the middle of a pandemic when things aren't going well either. I'll give you that. And I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't want to get on a New York subway either. But I didn't get on a New York subway when I lived there. Right? Like, I wouldn't touch anything before the pandemic. You know what I mean? But I would avoid it if I could. Like, I would take Uber or a ferry. Like, I would avoid, like, that was my big mandate. Like, even, like, pre-pandemic, I would avoid the New York subway as much as I could. I really did a good job of avoiding it, too, to be honest with you. I spent a lot on Ubers, but I stayed out of the subway as much as I could. For as much as I could. Yeah, like Sheldog said, tough crowd. Well, Sheldog, it's interesting. Sheldog's here with us right now. Our boy Sheldog's going to join us from Orlando. He's going to be reporting he's reporting from the bubble.
The high priest himself.
Yeah, the high priest. Sheldog's our NBA reporter. He's in Orlando. He's been allowed into the bubble because of his connections with the Lakers. And when I say connections, Sheldog's hooking him up with weed. Sheldog's the guy. Like, they got, you know, Sheldog's like, don't worry, I got you there. I know someone in Orlando. So the Lakers are like, all right, you're part of the team with us. So yeah, Sheldog's going to be our reporter down there in Orlando.
Oh, that is awesome. I do like Orlando. I was there last year to see my Cincinnati Bearcats play against the Golden Knights. Took a little vacay down there and had a great time in Orlando.
That's your team, the Cincinnati Bearcats?
Yes.
It's a weird team. I like that.
Well, I mean, you're Canadian, man. What's that guy's name? David Wilcox did the like song, Do the Bearcat. And so I grew up on that up there in the Great White North in Montreal. And when I ended up here in New York City and had to pick a college basketball team, I looked down the list and I'm like, I know those guys. That's the Bearcats. We sang about them up in Canada. So that's my NCAA basketball team.
All right. There's a story from Bearcat Lindsay. There's your new nickname. Lisa says she's never been to Orlando. You've never been to Orlando before, Lisa? Well, just imagine what Baghdad and like hell would be combined, and I think that would be Orlando. I don't know. I think anywhere like Orlando's a cross between like hell and purgatory, I would say. Somewhere between. Listen, I've only been to Orlando. I was in Orlando once for like 24 hours, and you know, it was one of the craziest 24 hours of my life. I nearly melted. It was so hot. I got extremely drunk and wasted with Coach Mike Ditka. I got picked up by the police who didn't believe that I was hanging out with. They were like, what are you doing here anyways? Like, why? I didn't have any ID on me. I made it worse. I didn't have ID on me. I was outside this bar, and they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm waiting for a taxi. And they're like, where are you going? And I said, I'm going back to my hotel. They said, where's your hotel? I said, Mike Ditka Resorts. And they're like, there's no Mike Ditka Resorts. And I'm like, yeah, there is. I said, I'm staying. And they're like, Mike Ditka. And I said, yeah, I was just with Mike Ditka. And, you know, of course, they're not going to believe me. I'm a drunk dude in a parking lot in Orlando telling them that I'm buddies with Mike Ditka. So I'm like, yeah, I was just with Mike Ditka. And I'm going back to Mike Ditka's right now. And, Yeah, it turned into a big brouhaha. It was the same night Cam got picked up by Orlando PD for walking through a drive-thru. Walked through a drive-thru at Burger King. They called the police, turned into a big episode. And like, Orlando. Yeah, listen, the state of Florida. A true story about the state of Florida. And I'm not even exaggerating. It's a true story. Like when the general, there was like a general in the old days, they were fighting against like the natives, right? So it's like they were fighting. And the general sent a cable back to Washington. And like the old school telegram or whatever. And he said, honestly, sir, he said, I don't know what we're fighting for. And he goes, if we really hate our enemy, we should let him have this place. And then they dropped the line. He said the line, although you'll see that line about anywhere that people don't like, about like if I owned Florida, I'd rent it out and I'd sleep in hell instead. You hear that, you see it about Texas. I'm sure Oklahoma talk about the Longhorns. Like that. All right, but before we get you out of here, Lindsay, early race tomorrow. There seems to be a buzz. The first race, Belmont Park, 1:15 Eastern. Win from within. A Keeneland purchase, making his debut for Todd Pletcher. Looks like it's not paying a ton at 8-5, but I'm seeing a couple of. I'm seeing some momentum on this horse. First race up tomorrow at Belmont. Have you taken a look at Belmont Park Friday's early card yet? All right, did we lose? Oh, man. What a way to come in and out. He came in soft, redeemed himself, and... And now he just vanished. Now he just Yang's working on it right now. Yang's doing a great job. Yang,
hear me.
Yang's like dodging bullets behind the scenes and stuff like that. We lost you for a second, Lindsay. What happened?
Not sure. I was just disconnected.
All right. So, you better have something. You better have something after this, Lindsay. As I led into it, race one, Belmont tomorrow, 1:15 Eastern, Lindsay. Win from within, 8-5. First race up. Any opinion on the first race up?
8-5, probably a favorite to try and beat. Didn't handicap that race. What I did for you guys was the subsequent two races at Belmont on Saturday after the Run Happy Matt Mile. We've got the Grade 1 Manhattan followed by the Grade 2 Suburban. But any 8-5 morning line favorite is likely to get that down even further and not worth betting. However, on Saturday, following the Met Mile, we have the Grade 1 Manhattan, and there's some nice betting opportunities in this race. We've got the number 2 horse, Rock Emperor, import from Europe, from Ireland, into the barn of Chad Brown. And we know Chad Brown is an absolute ace with turf horses coming from Europe, looking for this horse to run his best ever 120, as he has several times. Next, to come second in this race, I like the number 6 horse, Channel Maker. This is a 6-year-old born in February from Ontario, out of the from English Channel, and by in return, this is a Bill Mott horse. In his 5-year-old career, he ran the Manhattan and won the Manhattan. Came fourth in the Manhattan with a very solid figure of 119. I'm looking to repeat that 119 and come second in Saturday's Manhattan. Next up, we've got the 8 horse, Spooky Channel. Spooky Channel is a 5-year-old born in Kentucky by English Channel and Spooky Kitten from the barn of Brian Lynch. This horse has run 113s on several occasions, and as a 5-year-old, I can see him. He's run 113 at 1 1/16. This race is 1 1/4, and it looks like he likes more distance. So I'm looking for him to run a 1:15 and come third. Finally, to come fourth in this race, we've got Cross Border at 10-1. There's definitely some value in putting Cross Border third or fourth in your trifecta or superfecta. This is a horse that has history on the turf and most specifically on the inner turf, so he likes to turn hard. He's got a 112 on the outer turf and a 107 on the inner turf. At 6 years old, I'm looking for him to repeat his 107 and come fourth in this race. So, for the Manhattan Grade 1, following the Met Mile, I like 2684 if you're going to bet a daily double in that race. Also have some horses picked up for the 11th if you want to hear about those.
We're actually out of time now after all this.
Fair enough.
Yeah, like after all this, in which it's been quite the interesting first hour of the program. We were hoping for the pick for tomorrow, but we got a full slate for Saturday. We were hoping for the live report from the Meadowlands. We've been all over the place here. And Yang's dodging fastballs in master control. But no, he's doing a solid job in Midtown Des Moines, Iowa. Tonight, Bearcat Lindsay stepping up, and in Kyle Hamburg says Lindsay sounds like a probation officer tonight. Man, you got quite the crew.
It's more like I'm on probation.
Yeah, I would say so. I think so. The digital penetrator. All right, Lindsay, may the winners be yours. Stay safe, although we know you will be because you're staying in. Well, good to catch up with you, Lindsay. Let us know when you leave the house, all right?
You got it.
All right, there's Bearcat Lindsay with that was quite the scorecard. I got to tell you, that's like a fight that's like tough to score. You know what I'm saying, Yang? And everyone else? That was like a fight that was tough to score. Like basically, he didn't answer anything I asked him. I wanted a report from the Meadowlands. He wasn't at the Meadowlands. He's betting Belmont from his couch. He goes, oh, God, no, I'm not leaving the house. And then I asked him about race one at Belmont tomorrow, and he starts talking about race 11 on Saturday. Although It was good insight.
If I was a horse better, I wouldn't even know what Lindsay. To think.
All right. Capper's Corner is always an adventure. All right, we go from Bearcat Lindsay. We're going to go to Big Cat when we come back, actually. 844-843-6879. We'll get to the pipelines. We'll get back to this Washington name change. NHL, looks like they're going to have the Stanley Cup Finals in Edmonton. They've decided Edmonton. NBA, they actually sent their hardwood floors to Orlando. The wood is what makes it good. Hop up and in, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Thanks to Bearcat Lindsay. That was an adventurous call. It's all about the cats tonight. We go from Bearcat to Big Cat. Our main man, Big Cat, steps up and what's going on, Big Cat? How you doing, buddy?
Gabe, how are you doing tonight?
We're doing good. We got a couple of minutes for you here before the top of the hour.
You bet. I just want to touch base.
Hanging on hold. What do you got for us?
Touch base on a couple things tonight. First, we'll go to the NHL, me being an Oilers fan. I was just wondering what your take is. Are the young teams like the Oilers in Colorado going to have a substantial advantage going into this playoff season?
I don't know, bro. I don't know. I hate when people say they don't know. It's my job to give you some sort of answer. But we don't know. And it's interesting. I was reading something about baseball. Ooh, these are the players that might be hot, could be hot. How the hell do we know, man? It's 60, you know what I mean? It's so random. it's difficult, but honestly, I do think it is an advantage for the younger teams. I kind of do. The younger guys don't think about the virus as much. It doesn't bother them. It's not on their mind. They don't have families to worry about as much. They don't have kids. You know what I'm saying? They could be more focused on the games, I think, the younger guys, actually. So I guess I do. Yeah, I do. I think the young teams kind of do have a little bit of an advantage in this format. I think they can deal with it more.
Second thing I wanted to talk about tonight with you guys.
Dorms, living in colleges, living in dorms, etc. Veteran guys aren't used to this stuff anymore. So, yeah, I think young guys do have an advantage.
I wanted to quickly touch base on, we're talking about the NFL, college, everything coming back. Let's touch base on the CFL a little bit. We're a little worried if they miss a season, can they come back strong next year, in your opinion?
Yeah, the CFL will be fine. They're going to get a government bailout. They'll get some money. Listen, word is they're going to try to squeeze out 8-9 football games out of this, which I would support. I think it would be a good idea, actually. The government's already agreed to give them some money. It wouldn't cost all that much to do. I mean, there's talk about Winnipeg being a hub city right now for the CFL. All right, thanks, Big Cat. Level 2 coming up. We've got a lot of stuff to get to. Bring it. Bitch.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint. Batteries.
Tools. Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned goods stuff.
Shop back supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.